Nearly 2 years have passed since Hurricane Sandy struck the northeastern United States. Water levels rose almost 4 meters in some areas as the storm moved inland from the Atlantic Ocean. It caused major property damage along the northeast coast. Since then, the federal government has promised $920 million for a program to help plan for the next major storm. The program is called Rebuild by Design. It is bringing together experts on water control from around the world and is welcoming ideas from storm survivors. Hurricane Sandy flooded New York City's famous underground train system, many streets, and buildings. Thousands of people lost electricity, and 60 people died. Now, a team of experts from 11 countries is working on 6 projects to limit damage from the next big storm. Amy Chester is Executive Director of Rebuild by Design. A project team called the Big U developed the plan to protect the Lower East Side of Manhattan. Hurricane Sandy flooded much of the area, displacing many families. The recovery is continuing. Bjarke Ingels is a Danish architect who is working on the project. Damaris Reyes is the executive director of a group called GOALS. Its name comes from the words Gold Old Lower East Side. Ms. Reyes says the Big U design team listened to what she and her neighbors had to say. The Big U project is the first link in a series of barriers that will protect almost 13 kilometers of the coastline from one side of the city to the other. New York's Staten Island has plans for a fish hatchery, a place where fish can safely grow before they are moved into the wild. Staten Island also has plans for a beach and a harbor school. Wetlands in New York and New Jersey will be improved to reduce the effect of a storm like Sandy. Holly Light is a government administrator who is working on the project. She says she looked all over the world for ideas. Completing the plans may not be the hardest part of the project. The Rebuild by Design team will have to work with federal agencies and city and state governments to get their approval to carry them out. I'm Jonathan Evans.